And Andrew Wilson, we last worked together on the Guardian's text message poetry competition. That was years ago. And now you're involved with Thumbprint. What's that?
Yes, I am. And I'm a bit disconcerted to be reminded how long ago the Guardian's text message poetry competition was, and that I am still involved with ways to use text messages for participation, both creative participation, and I've now started to look at participation to create civic value, which is a slightly vague phrase, but I think making the most of the fact that everyone has a mobile phone and knows how to and is comfortable with text messages, to use that as a way to open channels for participation and to try and devise new ways to use that participation to involve people in...
Give me an example.
As an example, I did some work recently with Manningham Library in Bradford. Manningham Library is being redeveloped, and the staff there wanted to ask the people who use the library how they thought that the library should be redeveloped. So we printed some posters, really basic posters, to stick up in the library, which just asked the question, how would you like to see the library be redeveloped? If you have something to say, text it to this number, and there was a mobile phone number. And for people who visited the library, all they needed to do was just text in their opinions, and they were collected together on a web page, which library staff could review and make a note of those opinions, and also gave them the opportunity to reassure some of the users of the library that the library was coming back, that their comments were being noticed.
Okay, that's fascinating. So you're saying that text messaging is being forgotten, even though it's the universal technology. Finally, give me another example. What about the bus stop you mentioned?
Yes, we put up posters at bus stops in Manchester, which asked a question, which was, where were you happiest to arrive and why? And people could either answer that question by text message, or they could read what somebody else had written by text message. So it gave people a way to either express themselves or to connect with someone else who was a fellow bus traveller in Manchester, just for a couple of moments while waiting for the bus. It gives you something to do while waiting for the bus, but also I think gives you a sense of fellow feeling with people who you share at least a brief journey with. So rather than them being complete strangers, it at least humanises the other people who you share your journey with.
That's great. Long live text messaging. Thanks very much, Andrew Wilson.
Is that going to be a really long audio?
Oh, God, now I've got what I've done here.
Thank you.